like he wouldn't trust me with anything valuable either. He was quiet for a moment, and then said softly,
"You don't suck. You deserve to be here."
I shrugged. I hadn't been feeling like that at all lately.
"You landed a movie with the Grant James," he said.
I smiled a little.
"Not to mention, every episode of The Cafeteria was near perfection."
My breath caught in my throat. "You're a fan of The Cafeteria?"
"I am."
"So you saw my episodes?"
"You were brilliant."
I was used to getting compliments, but from Donovan, the critic, the guy who seemed to disapprove of half the things I did, it felt bigger somehow. It made my cheeks go pink. I wondered if I still had enough makeup on to mask it. My eyes dropped to the collar of his shirt.
"You're just saying that to make me feel better."
"No. Well, yes, I am. But I don't say things I don't mean."
"What happened to being objective?" I asked.
"I am being objective. I don't think you need to worry about people gossiping in the hallways. You were hired because you're good."
I bit my lip. "I didn't realize you knew me before."
"I didn't know you before."
"I mean, I thought this was how you saw me for the first time." I held up the handful of latex in my palm.
"No."
His eyes slid to mine.
"I'd seen you. But I didn't want you to think that's the only reason I took the job."
"So it was one of the reasons?"
"What? No."
I raised my eyebrows.
"Fine. It didn't hurt."
I smiled. "So what was the main reason you took this job?" He hesitated like he didn't want to tell me, but then finally said,
"I took it because your dad had submitted an ad to the paper, and I read it, but didn't want to print it, because that seemed..."
"Super embarrassing?"
I finished for him. My dad was going to put an ad in the school paper. Anger surged through my chest. "Does the paper have other ads?"
"Yes. It has a classified section. People sell instruments and cars and promote yard sales, so don't be too mad at him. Like I said, he seemed desperate."
I sighed, trying to take his advice but failing.
"What did it say?
Come help my daughter, who's a bad actress, and even worse student?"
"No. I don't really remember what it said, but not that. And we already established you're a brilliant actress."
I narrowed my eyes.
"I like how you didn't refute the bad student part."
"You're a horrible student, but only because you have zero desire to do schoolwork."
I tried to hold back a laugh. "I wouldn't say zero."
"Zero."
I rolled my eyes. "So does everyone see all the ads? Or are you the editor of the paper or something?" Actually, he probably was. That's why he sat in that little office in the journalism room. He shrugged one shoulder like it was no big deal.
"So you could probably assign yourself any section to write."
"Why entertainment?" I asked.
"Why do you like to write reviews?"
"I love stories. I love watching them play out and trying to guess the endings. I love being surprised and learning new things about people or about myself."
"And then you love saying how it could have been done so much better?"
He laughed, a soft, deep laugh that made my stomach flutter.
"Or how it was done well. Don't forget, I do write good reviews too."
"So no hard-hitting investigative journalism for you?"
"I have the flight personality, remember? I like to avoid conflict when I can."
Says the guy whose movie review became a meme.
Not by choice. I have no desire to pick a fight with Grant James.
My hand was full of latex, and I could tell he was done when he did a final scan of my face. I pulled out a makeup wipe and finished the job. Thank you, I said, for talking me through that.
Anytime.
You should ask my dad for a raise. I don't know why I said that. Maybe to remind myself that Donovan was here because he was paid to be here.
Should I add listening to my bio? What was it? Haircuts, harmonizing, and...
Homework, I said with a smile.
Oh, right. How could I forget homework? The only one that is actually true.
But you can't add listening. That doesn't fit the H theme we have going on.
Hearing? Helping?
Better. I took a piece of latex from my hand and stuck it to his cheek. You'd make a cute zombie. The piece fell off his cheek and onto his leg. He picked it up with one hand and used his other hand to steady mine while placing the latex onto the top of the pile. When he didn't let go, I met his eyes. He averted his gaze, dropped his hand, and then stood.
I'm sorry. I have to go. I promised my mom I'd be home earlier tonight.
I threw my whole handful of scraps into the garbage. Oh, that's okay. I wasted all our time.
Text me if you get stuck on any of the math.
For sure. Thanks. I moved in to hug him as he was turning toward the door.
Oh,
he said, and patted my back awkwardly.
See you.
Bye. He closed the door behind him, and I sank down to the couch. Why had I turned that weird? What was I doing? I did not like Donovan Lake. He was just a very helpful friend who I felt comfortable around. Which was great, because that's what I needed right now. That's all I needed. What I didn't need was people talking about me to Remy. I took a deep breath, but Donovan was right. It was just on-set gossip. People talked about other people all the time. Remy was probably used to it, too. It wouldn't influence him. I hoped. Dancing Graves. Interior. Lord Lucas's lab. Late night. Lord Lucas mixes chemicals and herbs in a glass beaker, measuring each carefully. His large wooden table is a mess of dirty beakers, spilled formula, and scattered ingredients. His eyes are bloodshot. His hair is disheveled, and his nerves are on edge. Every noise outside makes him jump. He spills a chemical, and it splashes onto his wrist, burning him. He curses and throws the glass beaker across the room, where it shatters against the far wall. Benjamin rushes in. Benjamin.
Was there a break-in?
Lord Lucas.
No, but I think somebody is tainting my ingredients.
Benjamin.
Who? Why?
Lord Lucas.
There are some who believe we shouldn't help the infected. They believe we should eradicate them to stop the spread.
Benjamin.
Don't let them influence you. Don't give up on her.
Lord Lucas.
Death is the only thing that can stop me.
17. The next morning, after hair and makeup, I had some extra time, so I walked to Amanda's trailer. Come in, she said after a single knock, and I stepped just inside her doorway. She was flipping through some papers, and when she looked up, her hand flew to her chest.
You really shouldn't do stuff like that when you're in full zombie makeup. You're going to give a girl a heart attack.
Says the girl who hid in my shower yesterday.
You're right. I deserve much more than a casual scaring.
She studied my face for a moment.
Everything okay?
Ugh. I leaned my head back against her door, Someone here doesn't like me and shared their feelings with Remy yesterday.
And Remy told you this?
No, I overheard them talking to him.
You seem to attract drama. Lights falling, ripped wardrobe, missing knee pads, and now on set gossip.
She laughed. I started to laugh too, but then stopped and walked farther into her trailer. Wait, do you think... She waved her hand through the air.
I was kidding.
Accidents happen. And people...
Don't get me started on people. They talk trash on set all the time.
They complain and whine. It's part of being in a cast.
I once worked with a girl who complained about every single person in every single one of her scenes to anyone who would listen. She thought she was the absolute best actress in the universe, and any time there was a mistake, it was someone else's fault. So take this for what it is. Someone venting.
You're right. It's the conclusion I had come to the day before, too. But it felt better to hear her say it. She held up a remote and pointed it at the television that was behind my head. I turned to look and saw on the screen a frozen Amanda.
What are you watching?
I'm watching my audition. In some of Faith's notes, she mentioned how I performed in the audition, so I wanted to see what she was talking about, because I didn't remember.
Ooh, fun. Push play. I want to see your audition.
I sat down on the couch. She pushed play, and we watched her standing in the room I remembered so well, delivering lines to a table full of people taking notes. It had been an intimidating process.
What do you think about tomorrow being the day?
Amanda asked, while the television version of herself was talking. The day for what?
Kissing. I'll swing by your trailer after filming with Grant. You suggest a practice kissing session. I step in to show you how it's done.
Oh, yeah. Tomorrow is really the only day, considering we're filming that scene the day after that.
Exactly.
Then yes, I think your plan will work.
It's really your plan.
True. It's a good one. I pointed at the screen. Does this have everybody's audition on it, or just yours?
I think it's all of them. Want me to find yours?
She started fast-forwarding, her body on the television jerking and moving in fast, unnatural movements. After her was a guy I didn't recognize, obviously someone who didn't end up making the movie.
Ooh, look who we could have been acting with,
Amanda said, pushing play so we could listen. He had a deep, velvety voice.
He's cute.
He's okay, I said. Kind of old.
Not too old for me, she said. But speaking of cute guys, if Donovan isn't your boy, why is he always hanging around?
Oh, I didn't tell you he's my tutor?
Really, she said. I would have done every last bit of my homework if I had a tutor like that.
Dark hair, intense eyes.
I don't see why he can't help you find your chemistry.
Stop.
What? He's cute. It shouldn't be that hard.
I'm not going to use him to help with my chemistry.
I didn't say anything about using him. I'm talking about real feelings here, not fake ones.
Maybe I didn't know the difference. I'd been acting too long. I can't even conjure up feelings for a cat. Maybe I'm not built to form attachments to living things. She rolled her entire head along with her eyes. A familiar voice came onto the television, and I looked over to see that a new person was reading lines. A very familiar person. Before I could say anything, Amanda said,
"Hey, that's Faith."
"Faith auditioned for this movie?" I asked.
"Apparently. Who knew?"
She pushed fast forward again.
Here, let me find yours. Are you one of those people who can watch yourself on television, or do you freak out? I had a great drama teacher in high school who made us record monologues, watch them, and analyze our performances in front of the whole class. I'd gotten used to seeing myself on a screen, as well as using the opportunity of watching myself as a way to improve. Nice. Because here you are. She pushed play. As I watched, I noticed something. I had been more confident that day performing, more sure of myself, than I had been since actually landing the job. What's wrong? Amanda asked after a minute. You were great. I must have sighed out loud while watching. I stood. I better get to set before I'm late. Thanks for that. It was actually very helpful. Watching that audition had reminded me that I had earned this role. And I took that feeling and used it. The lights, the people, energized me today.
You're feeling it today,
Grant said during a break to move lights. I am. It's like I remembered what I was doing.
You're kind of hard on yourself, I've noticed.
He put his hands on my shoulders and squeezed.
Never doubt that you're exactly where you should be.
And as if he didn't have the ability to be nice without ruining it, he added,
Right next to me.
I shook my head with a smile, knowing he was at least partially kidding. You were almost supportive.
I'm the most supportive person I know.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Even if I was trying to forget about the person talking about me in the hall, there was one thing they said that was absolutely true. You've been in the public eye pretty much your whole life now. How do you recommend I change the online narrative of me?
Is it bad?
You haven't seen all the things people say about me? That is, if they're talking about me at all?
No, I haven't. I only ever look up my own stuff. Which hasn't been great lately. I don't know if I have an answer for you. Hire a publicist?
The same thing his agent had suggested. And if I can't afford that? What do you think about me going to talk to that group of fans that always lines the fence holding their devotion to you on poster boards? Would that be good for me or bad? He shrugged.
Couldn't hurt.
Do you talk to them?
Sometimes.
Would you go out there with me sometime? Maybe say something nice about me? Sign some autographs or something? Maybe they'll post about it. Or maybe you could post something online.
I'd have to ask my publicist if that's a good idea for me. I'll let you know.
Right. Okay. Did I really expect that we were good enough friends now that he would do something as a favor to me? Whatever. It didn't matter. I'd gotten here with my own group of people supporting me. I'd keep going forward the same way. I didn't let this affect me. I finished out my day as strong as I started it, and left the set with determination to make things work. 18. The next morning, as I climbed out of my car at the studio, a car pulled to a stop next to mine, revved its engine, and then idled. I looked over to see Aaron sitting behind the wheel of his dad's black convertible. I only knew it was his dad's because I'd seen Remy driving it before. I smiled.
Excuse me, sir, but aren't you too young to be driving that?
My dad lets me drive it around the studio.
Your dad is very brave.
Do you want to go for a ride?
Your dad is much braver than me.
You can at least sit in it.
Fine. It was a nice car. I didn't know makes or models of cars very well, but it had a tan leather interior that looked brand new. I opened the door and sat down.
What do you think? When I turn 16, he's giving it to me. Does it seem like an old man car?
It seems like a rich old man car.
But if my dad had given me a really expensive convertible when I turned 16, I wouldn't have complained.
He shrugged.
It's a guilt gift.
Guilt gift?
Yeah, we were supposed to go on a big trip this year, but then my dad got this job.
Where were you going to go?
Lots of places, but I was looking forward to Thailand the most.
Maybe you can still go, when filming is over?
Well, then there's editing, and then there's promoting, and then they start talking about sequels. You know how it is,
he said.
Actually, I don't.
He smiled.
You will.
Sorry about your trip.
No worries. I'm getting a guilt gift.
He patted the steering wheel.
By the way, I meant to tell you that you did great yesterday.
Thanks. It felt pretty good.
I'm just going to drive you to the entrance.
He pointed to the opening in the gate 50 feet in front of us. My eyes went wide.
Really?
He said.
I'm that scary?
I can just see the headlines now. Lacey Barnes in accident with underage driver.
There are literally zero cars between me and that gate.
Fine, but drive really, really slow.
Maybe my dad should give you this old lady car.
Seriously, had Donovan been rubbing off on me? When had I turned into an old lady? When had I started worrying so much? Aaron lifted his foot off the brake, and the car moved slowly. It felt like he didn't even apply the gas at all before he came to a stop in front of the gate.
There you are, madam. Have a good day.
Thanks for the ride, and be careful. For the second day in a row, Remy smiled when we finished filming. Then he added a thumbs up and,
"Nice job, Lacey."
Sure, we were working on zombie scenes and not love scenes, but it still felt good. In my trailer, I changed into some street clothes and made short work of my makeup. We'd finished a little early today because it had gone so well. And for a second, I thought about going home. But then I remembered I'd promised Amanda I would help her with Grant. Why she liked Grant was becoming less and less apparent by the day. Didn't she talk to the same Grant I talked to? Whatever. Maybe he was different with her. Maybe he thought she was a bigger star than me. I hadn't seen anything bad about Amanda online when I Googled her kissing scenes. Revision sat on my table next to my very much untouched packet Donovan had left the other day. I looked at both and picked up my packet. I'd have time to look over revisions later. I settled in, and I'd only completed 3 problems when there was a knock on my door. Come in, I called, fully expecting Amanda and Grant. It was Donovan.
Hey,
he said.
You're not a zombie today.
My cheeks went hot, the memory of our last awkward interaction still fresh. I refused to be awkward today. We were friends. So observant. What gave me away? I moved some papers I had spread out on the couch so he could sit. I didn't think you were coming today. He slung his backpack onto the table.
We got 0 done last time, so I figured I could come help you power through the math.
Thanks, dude, I said with a smirk.
Ha, still not loving that.
Do you have a nickname? Donnie, maybe?
In grade school, people called me that. But now, surprisingly, everyone says my entire 3 syllables all the time.
It's a good name.
I'm glad you approve.
Sit your butt down already. He sat down next to me.
How did everything go today? Did you ever find out who was talking about you?
No, but it's fine. Just on-set drama. Thanks for listening, by the way. And for taking off my makeup.
So much for not being awkward.
No problem.
He responded with perfect poise. He seemed perfectly normal to my weird and embarrassed. Focus. I could be normal, too. I actually felt good in front of the camera the last 2 days.
Good.
Yes. All is right in the world.
I'm not sure all is right in the world.
A jolt of panic went through me. Why? Is everything okay?
He cracked a smile and nodded toward my packet.
You actually started homework without someone forcing you to.
I let out a breath.
I know. I was just thinking earlier that you were rubbing off on me.
The world must be ending.
He laughed.
Oh, Mrs. Case asked me to give you this test.
He pulled some stapled pages from his bag.
She said you couldn't use the computer, but she didn't think that would be a problem, since she wasn't sure you knew how to anyway.
Ah, Mrs. Case. Who knew she was a comedian?
Comedian slash volleyball coach.
So she is a volleyball coach. I thought she might be.
My sister plays on the team.
Nice. I don't know that I've ever actually watched a volleyball game.
They're fun to watch.
My sister does dance and my brother does t-ball, but they're both so young that most of the time, it's just kids chasing each other around. It's also fun to watch, but in a different way, I'm assuming.
Probably.
He picked up my packet and looked over the few questions I'd done.
Looks like you don't need my help after all.
No, I totally need your help, I said too fast.
Donovan looked up from the packet and was about to say something when my trailer door flew open and Grant stepped in. His eyes went back and forth between Donovan and me.
Jeez, Grant, you scared me. Don't you know how to knock? I said.
Knocking? What's that?
He gave me his schoolboy smile.
Do you really want me to knock? I can knock.
He stepped out of the room, deliberately shut the door, and gave three slow knocks.
Who is it? I called.
He cracked open the door.
It's your biggest fan, here to have you sign my forehead.
I didn't bring my Sharpie today.
Maybe you can borrow one from your fan club outside?
Tell them how awesome I am while you're at it.
He came into the room, and this time Amanda followed. I hadn't realized she was with him before.
Hi, Amanda said. Oh, hi, Donovan.
Hey.
We wanted to see if you wanted to hang out.
She gave me the eyes that said now was the time for our plan.
Oh,
my eyes went to Donovan, who was looking at his palms. His nervous habit, I was learning.
I'm doing homework. This is Donovan, my tutor. Donovan, this is Grant. And you already met Amanda.
Donovan nodded. Grant turned his wide smile on Donovan.
Ah, the infamous tutor. Nice to meet you.
Dancing Graves sat on the coffee table in front of Donovan, and Grant picked it up.
If you have a writing instrument, I can give you an autograph. I love my fans.
I held in a laugh at the irony of that statement.
That's my book, dork, and I don't want your autograph.
Well, I want yours, Grant said.
I rolled my eyes because I knew he was trying to be funny.
So you're busy then? Amanda asked, her mind apparently on only one thing.
Just for a little while longer.
I was thinking, Grant.
When Amanda and I had talked about me suggesting this, Donovan wasn't supposed to be present. I don't know why it made a difference, but it made me uncomfortable. I forced it out anyway.
Maybe we can practice our kissing scene after I'm done with homework?
I knew Grant wouldn't find the suggestion odd. He'd understand why I was giving it. We had been told repeatedly we needed to work on our chemistry, and that was without adding kissing to the mix. Grant flipped the book in his hand and set it back down on the coffee table.
Sure thing.
Amanda, maybe you can give us feedback, I said.
Of course. We'll meet you in Grant's trailer in a little bit, she said.
I nodded. They headed for the door.
Nice to meet you, Donovan,
Grant said. Then, just like that, his bigger-than-life presence was gone. Amanda leaned back through the door.
Thank you, she mouthed, and pulled the door shut behind her.
Everything was perfectly still for three beats. Then I said,
about that. It's just...
Donovan reached forward and picked up the packet.
I'm just here to tutor. You don't have to explain anything to me.
Okay. I was going to tell him I'd done that for Amanda, but apparently he didn't care.
Which was good. I didn't need him to care. I didn't need anything from him except homework help.
I can come back tomorrow if you need to go, he said.
No, stay. I have a little time.
Thanks for not outing me,
he said, placing the packet in my hand.
Why would I do that?
You were right, he said. I didn't want to tell Grant who I was.
He was acting overly confident anyway. He didn't deserve to know who you are. Maybe he needed those bad reviews. People need to hear hard things sometimes to push them to be better.
You think so?
He asked. I met his eyes. I think so.
Dancing Graves. Exterior. Forest surrounding mansion. Night. Benjamin clutches a vial of bright green liquid, hoping it's finally the cure they've all prayed for, and searches desperately for Scarlet. A noise in the trees makes him whirl around. He sees a zombie, but it's not her. The zombie advances on him quickly. He pulls his sword. The zombie is undeterred. After a scuffle, Benjamin kills him. Scarlet appears from the left, surprising Benjamin. He turns and swings his sword at her, narrowly missing. When he sees who it is, he drops his sword to the ground immediately and rushes toward her. Benjamin.
Scarlet, did I hurt you?
Scarlet, eyes on the dead zombie.
What have you done?
Benjamin.
Forgive me, I had no choice.
Scarlet.
Soon you will have no choice with me either.
Benjamin.
That's not true. I have the cure. Drink this.
19. I knocked on Grant's trailer door after Donovan left. Amanda answered, pushing it open farther for me and stepping back to let me in.
Hey.
Grant was sitting on his couch.
Is it time to make out?
He asked. Amanda's hopeful face deflated a bit. Grant was so clueless.
I've been studying your videos, Amanda. I need some serious advice.
What videos?
Grant said.
Do you have kissing tutorials online?
She should, I responded. But no, I mean her actual scenes with fellow actors.
Oh, cool,
he said.
Kissing on camera is different than just making out with a boyfriend, Amanda said. Come here, Grant. Stand right here.
She pointed to the spot right in front of me.
He stood, pulled down the leg on his sweatpants that had ridden up, and moved until he was in front of me.
I'll keep this professional, he said.
I laughed. Because sticking your tongue in someone else's mouth is very professional.
You know what I mean,
he said. Yes, I do. There will be very little tongue, Amanda said.
She was so calm, probably because she knew that in seconds she'd be standing where I was. He took my hand in his and looked into my eyes. Then he paused and looked up.
What's my line right here, before we kiss?
I don't want to have to live without you, I said.
I'm so passionate,
he responded with a smile.
I know. You're really invested in this.
Money, huh? You think I'm doing it for the money?
At first, I thought he was talking about himself, and I said,
No, I never thought that. I didn't think you were getting as much as...
I realized quite suddenly that he was talking about Benjamin, his character, and what I'd said the other day on set about him being after my father's money.
I mean, yes, I do. You'd know that if you'd actually read the book.
So you don't think I love you, then? Truly love you? True love requires sacrifice sometimes.
I think maybe you're trying to make yourself believe that so you don't feel guilty. You are a kind-hearted man. But if my father doesn't come up with an actual cure, it will be hard for you to stomach my looks and not fall for my best friend. She's already helped you through a lot. Yes, I have, Amanda said. Including this. Now, say your line. Despite what Donovan thought of Grant's acting, I was always amazed at how easily he could fall into character. Like now. He stopped the questions, held my gaze with soft eyes, and said,
I don't want to have to live without you. I don't want to make you live with what I will become, I said back.
He moved toward me ever so slowly, and just before his lips reached mine, I said, Wait, this feels awkward.
It does?
He asked. Amanda, can you play me for a minute so I can watch? Maybe if I see what you do, then I can replicate it. Grant looked between the two of us, and for a second I thought he was going to call us out, say he knew what we were up to. But he didn't. He just released me and let Amanda step into my place. So, remember the first tip I gave you the other day? Amanda said. To imagine Grant as someone you actually like.
Hey, he said.
She patted his cheek. Don't worry, babe. I'm imagining you. The way she said it made it sound like a joke, even though I knew it was true. But maybe you can imagine that cute tutor of yours, Amanda said to me. I smiled. She was relentless. She shrugged. It's obvious.
What cute tutor?
Grant said. The one we just saw, Amanda said.
Really? I didn't think he was that good-looking.
He's good-looking, I said. Amanda raised her eyebrows at me as though I'd just proved her point. It means nothing, I said. I was just stating a fact. Whatever. Imagine someone you're attracted to.
Are you implying she's not attracted to me?
Grant held his hands out to the sides, putting himself on full display.
I'm good-looking, too.
Life lesson, Grant, I said. Just because someone says another person is attractive doesn't mean they're saying you're not. And just because you're good-looking doesn't mean everyone is attracted to you. This is a great life lesson, Amanda said. Now, put your arms down. She put one hand on Grant's shoulder, and the other she ran along his jawline. Next, do something intimate before actually locking lips. Something that will clue the viewer into the fact that you are about to kiss so that they can prepare themselves. If you rush into a lip lock, it can seem too sudden, which can lead to discomfort for the viewer. I'm not saying a kiss can't be fast or look desperate, but something, even if only a beat of something, needs to precede it. Connecting eyes, a sip of a breath, a touch. He wrapped one arm around her waist and pulled her up against his chest.
Just kissing has always worked for me.
Then you haven't been kissed by an expert. She reached up and pushed his hair back. Then she pressed her lips against his. And then they were kissing. I wasn't sure if both of them were still acting or if neither of them were. But what I saw was a very convincing kiss. Maybe Amanda was right. Maybe it helped to know what it felt like to kiss someone you actually cared about. If I'd never done that, could I really convince an audience I was in love? The kiss continued, and I now felt like I was intruding on a private moment. Was I supposed to leave now? Wouldn't that make it even more obvious that this was a setup? I thought you said there would be very little tongue. They pulled away from each other, and Grant laughed.
Sorry,
he said, though I wasn't sure to who. That was good, Amanda said, her breath quick and shallow.
Should we try now?
He asked, holding out his hand to me. That wasn't exactly how this was supposed to go,
I wasn't sure how I imagined this playing out, but it wasn't with Grant James scoring a kiss from both of us in one sitting.
Actually, I think I got it, I said. That was really good info. Kissing for the first time on camera might give us an edge.
But Scarlett,
Grant said, slipping into his accent.
I love you so deeply. I'm not after your father's money.
I plopped into a chair at his kitchen table. Grant sat across from me, and I watched as he processed something.
Wait. You thought I was talking about me a minute ago.
What? I was lost.
When I asked if you thought I was doing this for money. You don't think I'm getting paid well?
I didn't think you were getting paid as well as you normally do.
I'm getting paid enough,
he said. But you're really doing this for a reputation boost, I said.
Do you actually think this movie is going to help with that? Amanda asked.
People like horror. I've gotten out of touch with the average fan while playing Heath Hall and pumping out my multi-million dollar movies. I'm trying to regain my core audience with an indie film. Plus, there is less running and shooting and more...
Eating brains, I suggested.
Cutting off heads, Amanda offered.
He rolled his eyes.
There's more chances for me to show heart.
I held up a fake glass.
Here's to hoping it works.
Amanda joined me.
Here's to hoping you don't get any more bad reviews that go viral.
Her tone was light, but it immediately altered the mood. I cringed. I don't think the review swayed anyone, I said. They either felt that way on their own, or they didn't. I felt a need to try to save Donovan from Grant and Amanda. It didn't work.
You're kidding, right?
Grant said.
If that review didn't exist, I'd be in a much better position now.
You'll bounce back.
I wouldn't have had to.
I sighed.
So, really,
Grant said.
We should kiss.
Not happening.
I stood.
Amanda can be my stand-in tonight if you need more practice, though.
I made my way to the door.
Bye, lover,
Grant said. Amanda walked me outside.
Thank you.
How was it? I asked.
Amazing. And I'm going to go pretend he needs more work now.
She winked at me.
See you tomorrow.
You're not going to kill me when I have to kiss him tomorrow, right?
Of course not. Because I'll make sure he's imagining me.
20. It was only 8, but I decided to head home. I was so used to staying at the studio as long as possible, but I hadn't talked to my dad since Donovan told me about the classified ad he'd almost taken out. I had been avoiding him, but we needed to talk. Our apartment complex was quiet when I parked and walked through the courtyard to our front door. Rather than dig through my bag for the key, I knocked on the door. "Dad, it's me," I called. My mouth close to the line where the door met the frame. He didn't answer. Was he already asleep? It wasn't even 9 o'clock. I swung my bag off my shoulder into the porch, where I squatted and dug through the contents in search of the keys. There were mints and pens and hair clips and old receipts, but no house keys. I searched a second and third time, only to come up empty. I didn't have them. I took my cell phone out of my pocket and called my dad. He picked up on the third ring.
Hello?
Hey, I'm on the porch. Come rescue me.
I would, but I'm not home. You'll have to use your key.
You aren't? Where are you?
I'm at Anchor.
The restaurant?
I paused for a moment. The fancy restaurant?
Wait, are you on a date?
Perhaps. I'll see you later, okay?
But wait, I don't have my keys. I think I left them on my dresser. Yes, I'm replaying this morning step by step, and I see myself walking by my keys and out the door.
which has led me to this terrifying moment of being stranded on the porch alone in a strange town in the dark.
So dramatic, Lacey.
Thank you.
I could hear the smile in his voice when he said,
"It wasn't supposed to be a compliment."
It's the very best compliment I can receive. So are you going to save me? Bring your date so I can meet her.
Do you see that potted plant by the front door?
Yes.
On the back side, just below the soil, there is a key hidden in a fake rock.
I held my phone against my ear with my shoulder and rooted past leaves and soil
until I found a rock that twisted open, dropping out a key. You hid a key to our house right by our front door? It's like you're asking strangers to come and rob us or abduct me. You want me to get abducted?
I think you meant thank you. I'll see you later.
Bye, Dad. The phone line went dead. I let myself in the front door and tugged my bag in behind me. I locked the door, then put the now empty rock and key on the counter in the kitchen. The only light came from a small bulb above the stovetop. I flipped on a few more lights, then turned a full circle, which revealed nothing new in the apartment world. I pursed my lips to the side, scratched my forehead, and slowly made my way back to my room. Why had I left my homework in my trailer? I'd finished the math portion with Donovan earlier, but that was it. I could have finished history or English right now because I wasn't tired at all. Maybe it was the nerves I was feeling about the kissing scene that was finally happening the next day. As funny as it was, I wished Amanda didn't like Grant, because I actually could have used the practice. I lay back on my bed and clicked on my constellation lamp. I stayed like that for several minutes before I pulled out my phone and sent off a text to Donovan. Can you send me a pic of my packet pages? I left them in my trailer.
My phone rang 5 seconds later.
Wow, you're so personable, I said when I answered. A written response would have been fine.
Sometimes typing it out takes twice as long as just saying it.
I remembered what Abby had said to me about how I called more than I texted.
I feel the same way.
I don't have your packet. I just had the one that I gave to you, which I didn't think to document with pictures.
Will you do that next time? I teased. For moments like this?
Of course. I live to serve you,
he teased back.
I've long suspected that might be the case. I put my feet up on the wall beside my bed. I've been told people give me anything I want.
Whoever told you that should have kept it to themselves.
He really should have, because now I'm impossible to deal with.
I tapped my foot on the wall, knowing I should probably hang up, but not ready to.
So, how's life?
He chuckled a little.
Are you bored, Lacey?
Yes. Tell me more about you. I know you have a younger sister. Any other siblings?
No, just me and her.
And what do your parents do?
My mom is a nurse, and my dad is a camera operator.
Like for movies?
For a news station right now.
That's cool. I've always thought that would be a fun job.
It's not as glamorous as it seems.
Was that bitterness in his voice?
You're right. Fun and glamour are two totally different things. Do you not get along with your dad?
Not usually.
That sounded like my life lately. Why?
Has anyone ever told you that you're nosy?
Yes, actually. But then they answer me anyway.
You really are impossible,
he said. And yet?
My dad? You want to know about my dad?
Yes.
My dad is the type of person who says he's going to be there, show up for things, and only does about 10% of the time.
Considering how private Donovan was, I suspected that was hard for him to say.
I'm sorry.
I've long stopped expecting him to. But my sister still holds out hope. And that's what makes me angry.
Is it because he's busy? I mean,
What's his excuse?
Work. Always work. He's always trying to get ahead. He takes on all sorts of side projects, short films and indie features, thinking that one day some big production company is going to pick him up. But the odds of that happening are so low.
It's easy to start thinking that something is going to launch a career. I mean, that's what I'm doing, taking on this campy horror in hopes it will send me to the next level. The now familiar anxiety that accompanied that thought expanded in my chest.
It's not the same,
Donovan said.
You're 17. He's been running in circles at the expense of his family for decades.
I'm sorry, I said again. I should have hung up now, let him go to bed, or do whatever it was that he was doing before he called. I sensed he didn't want to be on the phone with me talking about this. But I couldn't end our conversation on that note. What are you doing?
What am I doing?
He asked. It was a pretty straightforward question.
I'm talking to you.
You know what I mean.
Before this, I was writing a review of Sail in the Wind.
Oh yeah? Was it good?
It was, actually.
Two breaths went by. Then he said,
What about you? What were you doing before this?
I was not getting abducted.
That's a good thing.
I know. I got locked out and my dad's on a date and he leaves keys lying around by the front door. I'm lucky to be alive.
Does your dad go out a lot?
I rolled over onto my stomach and propped my head up with one hand. That's a good question. I didn't know he went out at all, so this is news to me.
And you don't like his date?
Had I sounded like I didn't like her? I don't know who she is. So, yes, I probably hate her. He laughed a little.
I suppose it's good that everyone starts on an even playing field with you. Even if it means you don't like anyone in the beginning.
So true. That really was true. How had I not realized that about myself until now? Probably because I was really good at faking it until said people eventually grew on me. But Donovan had obviously seen through that. I took a deep breath. It's just I'm... What was I? Was I upset about the date? I didn't think so. I actually have the opposite problem as you in the dad department.
How so?
My dad is always around. Always there. And you'd think that would be a good thing, that I would feel supported. But it's actually the opposite. I don't think he's there to see me or hear me. I feel like he's there waiting for something to go wrong, waiting for my dreams to blow up in my face. And I'm sure he'll be there to support me then. But somehow he can't bring himself to actually support me now. I just said all that out loud to my tutor. Why? I was usually pretty open, but only because I didn't ever share anything important. I wanted to take it all back. I felt exposed. Like I'd let him see some of my insecurities. The one that said, I need my dad to be proud of me in order to feel accomplished. Anyway, I said, when he didn't say anything. Poor me, right? I get to star in a movie.
You're allowed to feel upset.
I'm not. I'm just annoyed more than anything. And I'm happy that my dad is on a date tonight. Maybe it will give him something else to focus on.
Maybe,
Donovan said. I better go. I'll let you know when I finish the rest of my packet.
Okay.
Bye, I said, and hung up quickly. I buried my face in my comforter. My face felt warm. Why did I care that I'd shared so much with him? We were friends. He told a story. I told a story. We were even. I was just tired. I needed a shower and sleep, and then I'd feel normal again. Dancing Graves. Exterior. Forest. Night. Scarlet, who drank the formula but still seems to be deteriorating,
stalks an unsuspecting townsperson as he and his dog are following a trail through the woods home. Because she has maintained some of her human traits, she is smarter and more deadly than the other zombies,
who only operate by instinct.
She knows how to hide, sneak, reason, and predict reactions. Townsperson.
Did you hear something, Pepper? We better walk faster. It's not safe out here.
It's too late. Scarlet has him cornered. And he doesn't even know it yet. 21.
Did you miss me?
Grant asked on set the next day. We still had one more day in the library before we moved on to the lab. And today, for the first time since we started filming, we were shooting my pre-zombie scenes. So for today, I was human.
Since yesterday? I asked.
Yes.
Surprisingly, very little. He laughed like it was a joke. My mom's cat is named Pepper, I said.
What?
I was just thinking of that scene where Scarlet kills her first human. The scene we're filming at the end of the week in the mountains. The dog's name is Pepper. I just remembered that. It's crazy that her cat is named Pepper, too.
It's a rescue cat and came with that name.
I was rambling because I was nervous, I realized. Today was the day. Today I had to... got to? Kiss Grant James.
So crazy.
You don't think it's crazy. I glanced over at him and realized he was right next to me.
You know,
Grant said,
if you were a human all the time on set, chemistry would be no problem whatsoever.
He rested his hands on my shoulders. I pushed against his chest and rolled my eyes.
And if you were this shallow all the time, you'd have to fight off the girls with a stick, I said dryly.
Already do.
He leaned close.
Get ready to have your world changed forever.
He said it like he was kidding, but I got the sneaking suspicion that he really believed it. Remy was going over the blocking with the camera operator. Half the time on set was waiting around for something to happen. The other half was repeating the same scenes over and over while the camera shot different angles. It was nothing like theater, where there was only one chance to pull off a perfect performance. So, hey, I said, changing the subject because, seriously, Grant really wasn't helping me at all in the pretending to be in love with him department. What did you and Amanda do after I left yesterday?
Not much. She thought I needed kissing tips. You'll have to tell me today if I do.
If I rolled my eyes any more, they might roll onto the floor. Remy stepped over to the desk behind us.
Did someone mess with the hot set?
The art director scurried forward and rearranged a few items on the desk.
This has to look exactly the same every time for continuity,
Remy announced.
We're missing the ink and quill, the art director said.
Oh, crap.
Sorry, I borrowed it. I'll go get it.
I didn't wait to see Remy's reaction to that statement. Just left quickly. I got to my trailer, found the items, and then leaned against the counter by a mirror on the wall. Okay, Lacey. You can do this. You may not like Grant James romantically, but Scarlet loves Benjamin. You are Scarlet. My stomach churned uncomfortably when I realized that wasn't going to work. How about this, then? I said to my mirror self. Pretend he's Donovan. A small smile touched my lips, and I watched as color came into my cheeks. Are you happy, self? You finally admitted it. Amanda was right. You like Donovan. Too bad there's nothing you can do about it. Aside from my self-imposed ban on boys, Donovan didn't date actresses. It was just my luck that the first guy I ever liked wasn't interested. Back on set, I gave the ink and quill to the obviously irritated art director. Sorry, I said.
She didn't respond, but took them to the desk, where she placed them carefully onto their spot.
"You're in trouble," Grant whispered.
"I know. I should have told them that you were the one who gave them to me."